Thank you for calling Financial Services. To proceed in English, please say English.
English.
Thank you. Would you like to check your account balance?
Yes.
Please say account balance.
Account balance.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. If you would like to check your account balance, please say account balance.
Operator.
To speak with an operator at any time, please say operator.
Operator.
Did you say operator?
Yes.
Please say yes or no.
Yes.
Our automatic voice processing system is easy and convenient. Are you sure you'd rather speak with an operator? If I should connect you to an operator now, please say yes. Otherwise, say no.
Yes.
Did you say yes?
Yes.
Okay. Please stand by for the next available operator. Hi. This is a human operator.
Hey, I just need to, wait. What?
Hi, this is an operator. Let's have a normal human interaction.
No, I want to talk to an actual person.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Would you like to check your account balance?
I'm going to stab you in the EEPROM.
Please don't.
Oh, you understood that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
American media is a business, and it has a mission. Not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting you from the Internet for Monday, September the 28th, 2009. And that's right, you're listening to Newsreel, a WA Global sit-rep on core political tyranny, technology, and trends for your headspace and timing. RAND Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening and distributing this program, you are too. You can follow up on all of these news stories, and you can check my facts by going to my live journal. And you can get there by going to sean_kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free radio broadcast. If you're listening to it on a radio, otherwise it's probably coming to you through some other means, but if those other means are wondering what they could be Rant Radio Talk, Red Mercury SE, SRN1, Wild Bunch Radio, KJAG Radio, Osprey Networks, Creek Radio, iTunes, Podcast.com, Podcast Alley, Second Life, every Thursday, at Node Archers, Grids 155-74666, and let's not forget that we're simulcast on Radio 99, transmitting on a frequency of 6673.3 kilohertz. So, and now, of course, without further adieu, my beautiful and talented host, Cimmerian.
Hello, Sean. How are you doing this week?
I'm doing well. Got a bit of Actually, not.
Bad.
Yeah, I had a bizarre day today. It's been really, really crazy. Yeah, no, today has been a weird, weird day. I woke up this morning and an animal had been struck on the road by a car and had dragged itself up my driveway and was dying when I found it, alerted by my dog. So I'm up, you know, doing my thing, and all of a sudden I hear my dog go insane. I go outside and there's this yowling creature, which is, you know, dying, and
yes,
yeah. So, you know, it's to be fair, it wasn't actually yowling. It was sort of like lying there softly moaning, trying to gurgle through the blood that was pouring out of its nose and stuff. It was a It was a cat. And, you know.
That's horrific. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was this cat, you know, and.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you do, right? And I know it's one of the other side of it, this is a really bad part, is I know it was one of the wild cats that live in the area here, because we have a number of them by the park. You see people let the cats go by the park here,
right.
And then the cats go crazy. So I've got this this dying... Now, understand that I'm like, in 15 minutes, I have to go to work, okay? And this has been like, dun, dun,
yes.
You know, it couldn't have shocked me anymore if, like... This goddamn cat hadn't fallen out of the ceiling into my breakfast cereal in the current state it was. That was like, you know, let me interject my catness into your life. So I'm like, okay, what do I, you know, so I finished it and got rid of the body and, you know, and carried on to work. It was a horrible thing to have to do. And I wasn't, well, I'm not going to let it, you know, sit there and suffer. I mean, this thing was done. You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, it was...
It's not going to recover from
no,
his injuries.
There was no way. There was no way that this thing was a beanbag. Okay, like, it was just...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was in bad shape.
That's very sad.
Yeah, it was unfortunate. You know, if I hadn't have poked it with a stick for half an hour... No, I'm just kidding. No, honestly, it was pretty... I make a joke of it now, but at the time, I was pretty upset by the whole thing. Because, you know...
I would be, too.
Well, you know, it's... I guess it just surprised you. You know, if I knew that was what was happening, I think it would have, you know, had more time to deal with it and stuff. But it's sort of like bang, and then you had to do it. You know, it was like bizarre.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So that was.
It's not much else you can do. You just got to do it yourself, or take it somewhere for somebody else to do it. But you know, it's got to be done.
Right. So the thing is, though, that's by anybody's measure, that's a hell of a way to start your day. You know what I mean? Like that is
finishing off a dying creature. Yeah, that'll wake you up and get your mind going.
Yeah. You know, and it was horrible. It was not a good morning. And then, you know, it was I went on about my day, and it was just kind of a strange day today. Really strange
day. Yeah,
did that
set the tone? Yeah. That set the tone for the whole day?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's all kind of weird from there, you know. It kind of went there. And now, of course, we're here recording the show tonight. And, of course, this is all going along with the filming that you have scheduled, you know. For
yes.
this weekend, right? Because I was remembering, like, what if there's, like, other weird stuff that's going to happen? You know, like, what if your walls start bleeding, and every time you try to make one of my stories into a movie, you know, strange things start to happen on the set, you know?
If the walls start bleeding, we'll definitely have enough camera equipment to capture that event. So,
yeah, but that's delicious irony.
That would actually be a good thing.
No, that's the delicious irony. No one will believe you. No one will believe you. They'll claim hoax. Right? Because, well, I was making a horror movie. That's why all my stuff was set up. And all of a sudden, the walls started bleeding. And a bunch of, you know, Stan Winston guys.
It turns into a documentary.
Yeah, well, these Stan Winston guys will stand back and go, no, it's totally fake. And then you're like, no, it's real. Oh,
I don't have the skills to make the walls bleed.
And no one believes you. You know, but and then you go through your own spiritual awakening because, you know, you've been, you know, cast out by... It's like... It's almost like District 9, and you, like, turn into one of the aliens and everything. It's pretty, you know, that's what it is. You know, you join us. You come over here, and you accept, you know, love and, you know, accept, you know, peace
insanity.
And, you know, some soma, you know. And the nice thing is you're already a vegetarian. You're halfway to being, you know, ethereally enlightened. You know, it's like... You know, you've already taken all the bad stuff. You may as well get the, you have the good stuff. You know, I'm just saying.
The free love.
Sure. Well, it's better than love you pay for. I'm just saying. You
That's
know?
True. That's
you know,
true.
I'd rather go for the free love versus the love that, you know, is charged and you buy off of Craigslist. Which, oh my God, there's a lot of that crazy shit on Craigslist. Holy crap. I'm sure if I wanted to buy like...
You keep up to date on that?
I kind of, I do. I'm kind of a weird person on Craigslist. I kind of go onto Craigslist now like I do on eBay. And I'll type in words like violet and see what shows up on Craigslist. You know, or I'll like search the entire site for like transgender and just see what shows up for sale, you know, on Craigslist.
For sale.
You know, seriously, like, you know, you get bored. I've been surfing a long time, so you get weird kinks out of, you know, doing strange things on websites. But yeah, man, like it's
whatever floats your boat, right?
Yeah. For sure. For sure. So I think it's funny. I think it's funny.
But yes, we are filming this weekend a a story that you wrote. So that's very exciting.
Well, it's a short...
Short movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Yes, a screenplay that Sean wrote.
Well, and, yeah, and to say
yeah,
that
got
I'm...
it all lined up for 2 days of intensive filming.
Yes.
In Vancouver.
And of course...
So hopefully something good comes of it.
Well, that's entirely up to you. I mean, you took my toilet paper, which I made some markings on, and now you're off on a mission to make a movie. So if it's any good, it's yes. entirely your doing. And if it sucks ass, then the writer, I mean, what did you have to work with? You know, really. There wasn't a lot there.
I'll blame it on you.
Yeah, that's right. Just
it's
pass
all
on
Sean's
now.
Fault.
You betcha.
I mean, it really wasn't good to begin with.
There it
we
is.
We tried to
yeah.
do something with it.
Broad shoulders, right here. Yeah, put it on me. You betcha. And that's the truth. And of course, are all the details super, super secret? I guess they are. They should be.
The plot. Yeah,
everything should be super secret. No,
everything
should
be
super
secret. It's hard to reveal anything.
No, don't tell.
There
is
a Facebook group that you can look for horror.
It's the only one I've joined. It's the only group I've joined.
Wow. I feel honored, Sean.
Well, you should. You should, because I don't like. And people all the time, like, they send me mail on Facebook. And then they act all indignant when I don't get it. They're like, I mailed you on Facebook. And I'm like, yeah, well, I wrote a note and put it in my closet. And I put your name on it. You didn't read that shit? What? What? How dare you? How rude. You know?
That's
and
right.
It's like, dude, I've got like a... Come on. I got to be the easiest guy to find on the internet. Really?
Yeah.
You know?
You say your email address every show, and there it is. That's how you get in contact with Sean.
I'm like the entire internet's weird neighbor. You know? That's kind of how it is. And everyone's like, oh, hey, it's Sean. What's going on, man? Sean's got some crazy shit in his garage. You know? And that's kind of, you know, the guy I've sort of turned into. Sad, isn't it? Yeah. I guess we both are.
Yeah.
We own the weird house.
I know.
The paper street
down the corner, down the street.
Yeah.
But everybody knows the guys that live in the freaky kind of house. We skip over that one on Halloween.
Yeah,
you know.
I think it's pretty good. The Fight Club thing's pretty good because people join in. You know, they join the cult for a bit.
That's right.
And then, you know, they move on. They move down in the neighborhood. And sometimes they go back to the house, but they've generally moved past that crap by now. So they're like, hey, well, you're still here doing the same things. Hey, that's kind of cool. You know, I learned a lot when I hung out with you. Thanks so much. And then they carry on. And we just kind of, you know, keep churning out the next generation that keeps free thought alive. That's what we do here.
That's right.
That's our plan. And... on that, Simi, good news update, man. Good news. That library that was closing, the Free Library of Philadelphia, it was all set to close. Not going to close. Not going to close.
Excellent.
They found it. It's going to stay open. They went on to say, we are enormously grateful to everyone who advocated on our behalf. More than 2,000 letters to state legislators were collected from our libraries. Since countless others made calls and sent emails underscoring how important public libraries are to the economic, educational, and social life of our city. We also want to thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You know,
so hopefully we helped in our regard and spreading that word, and maybe that helped just a little bit.
Well, we didn't hurt it. You know, we didn't hurt it. You know, silence equals death, and that's one of those kind of things that I just can't really be quiet on. Now, as long as we've been doing this, Simi, I love this. I love this. Because, you know, it's like, you ever hook up, like, a relative to the computer for the first time, and, you know, you've just got them up on email, and then they send you something, because you're the only email address they have, right?
So the flood of lolcats comes in.
Yeah, the flood of lolcats, and you get, like, the, you know, hey, they're looking for this kid. You know, or whatever, some Amber Alert or some shit is going to come across your desk.
Oh, God,
You know.
All the memes come a-marching down the interwebs.
Yeah, and they're brand new all over again to this person. Like, have you seen this, Are Your Base? I mean, this is really funny.
I just type back to them, it's like, wow, thanks for showing me that. I haven't thought about that in decades. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
It was great to see that joke again.
Yeah. And of course, we're trying not to be jerks either. You know, because I remember when Slashdot was Reddit, and it was like, that was so long. I saw that like half an hour ago, and everybody was ICQing each other. Like, I saw that story. Did you see this? And you're like trying to beat Buddy before he goes, dude, I have Slashdot open right now. Like, I'm looking at the story you're reading right now. That's how online
refreshing
I am.
Automatically.
That's right. And I used to gauge how awesome my blog posts were by how much I beat Slashdot by. It was like, I beat Slashdot by 2 days on that story, man. Now it's hot on Slashdot.
Yeah.
That's how badass I am. Sweet. Sweet. But, you know, it's years later, and Slashdot is still, you know, 700 million times more mighty than we are, because they're awesome, because they're the standard of the internet. I don't think the internet would be the internet without Slashdot. I'm not even kidding. Like, yeah, that's how...
It'd be a different place.
It would be. It would be. It'd be like, no, man, don't cut those trees down. You know, seriously. They're like the redwoods of the internet, you know, Slashdot. Jeez, come on. I mean, how even they're just like the biggest Linux penguin Nazis out there. I mean, they're great. Bill Gates quit, and Slashdot's still on the go. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
There you go.
It's true. It's true. He who lasts, right? Okay, but check this out. You know those lolcat floods. Okay, we got, hey, Sean and Sim. I just want to let you know, and there's this article by your buddy and mine, Ray Kurzweil, talking about how 20 years none of us are going to die because we're all going to be robots, right? So it's another one of those,
okay.
You know, and I've seen about 700 million of these, right? So anyway, he sent me this article, and he said, I want to let you know on this article how the mass media acknowledges humans 2.0 are going to happen soon. Now, humans 2.0 are the next generation of cybernetic human hybrids. Right, that will be evolving. These are the transhumanists, the result of transhumanist experimentation. Okay, so that's what, just in case you're following along in the home game, that's what humans 2.0 is. I don't know to be exceeded or to be very, very scared of this.
Very, very scared.
Now, I think that this is English as a second language here. Well, it could happen many ways. The lower humans get killed off, and the humans that get the nanobot shot can stay alive, or everyone gets the shot and our software, aka souls, get reprogrammed, etc., etc. Which is,
I want to know the etc.
Yeah, it's like, whoa, shit, you know, and because I know this, because of course, you know, I know what he's talking about, because I'm Sean Kennedy, and of course, you know, I've got the afternoon in my brain. So when he says, our souls get reprogrammed, and we just, you know, we move on, I'm like, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Souls get reprogrammed, you know,
et cetera, et cetera.
We start worshiping cats and gods, crystal skull matrixes, broadcasted on the wall, trans, all time commands. I'm with you. Well, I guess it's endless from there. Well, yeah, we know that.
Well, it just goes up from there,
Well, I guess I just answer my question. All your base are belong to us. I am very, very scared. Not very, very, but very, very scared. I just wanted to make a note that this can't be good, and we should be learning a way to open source this stuff or adapt, or we will be Concord.
We will be Concord.
Your server disciple, artificial soul, bless the server. So this is fantastic. This is probably the best letter I've gotten in a while. Months.
That's what's pretty good. I guess he's referring Concord like the airplane because they shut down and they don't fly them anymore.
I don't know. I think the word Concord actually has a bunch of meanings. Like wiki up that. All my computers are busy right now doing show things.
Okay, so I'm on it.
What is Concord like? Because I know the Concord means something. Like it's like they're not going to name a jet, you know, the pussy, you know.
That's true.
They're not going to call it the Wimpy 9000. You know, they're going to, you know, between parties, an agreement between, or we will be Concord. We will be between parties.
That was faster than me because I couldn't find that. Just the airplane. Cool. Agreement between parties. That kind of makes sense. Like flying from one country to another is transportation, bridging the gap.
I'm hoping actually that, you know, it's the fledgling intelligence trying to pretend like it's a human writing me this letter, and he's put it through like some kind of Google Translate, which, you know, you never know.
Yeah.
But are we worried about like getting past the awesomeness that is this letter? Are we concerned about the future? Are we worried about that at all? Are we concerned that the
if we don't keep up on it and we just, you know, get complacent and fall into the sheep mode and, you know, turn on our TVs and never turn it off again, then, yeah, I'd be scared for myself, but at that point I wouldn't even know. But, yeah, you gotta keep on top of things so you know what's coming down the pipe so you don't get left in the digital wasteland.
And this is something that everybody, what you're doing right now, I don't care what you're doing, but write, like, get out an ink stick right now and scribble on that little meaty part, you know, the part just above the thumb where it's, like, not quite your finger, but it's, like, the web of your hand there. You're supposed to...
Yes, yeah.
You're going to write on there, Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, okay? Everybody has to read that. Very, very short. It's like a comic book. It's barely even a book. It's shorter than the book I wrote, for crying out loud. Like, it's shorter than Bloodstained. It's mega, 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 mega short. And everybody on the planet needs to read that. The whole synopsis of it is it explains why you have to have something that you live for, that you believe in. You see, and that's sort of the, you know, now I just shrunk like a boatload of wisdom into four words, right?
But, right, yeah.
And to really understand that, you have to kind of check that out. But yeah, Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning, stellar, 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 stellar. It's one of those kind of books that should be downloaded into everybody's head. And if you're like, you know, deciding that you're in a point, you're listening to the show right now, and you want to, like, rebuild yourself you know, in some sort of a way, the best way to clean up the room is I'd probably start with Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. I would then move over to just to look at some basic, you know, simple acceptance philosophy. I'd probably actually read The Tao of Pooh, as in Winnie the Pooh. And then I would get my hands on a good copy of the Tao Te Ching, have a thumb through that, and, you know, you'll have some choices that will open up to you once you get to that next grid. You'll be able to shoot a new bearing. But once you get on the other side of that, so the stack would be, depending on where you're at, any one of these in any order, but if you're more interested in how the mind and all that stuff, Viktor Frankl, Man's Search for Meaning, followed up by...
Yeah, some good quotes I'm reading through the Wikipedia thing here. Yeah, it looks like a cool book.
And the Tao of Pooh is stunning. It essentially explains Taoist teachings and how personality archetypes exist in Winnie the Pooh characters. Fantastic. If you actually, it's even better if you know something about Winnie the Pooh. So if you wanted to, like, watch some Winnie the Pooh and stuff like that, you know, it's got nothing to do with the fact that this is the 420th show. That's got nothing to do with the fact I'm talking about watching Winnie the Pooh right now. I'm just saying, saying that, you know, it's the Tao Te Ching after that, and you can move. However, that said, I didn't like Tale of Piglet, which is the second book in that series. I just wanted to go on record.
Follow-up's not good, eh?
You know, some guys write one of the best, you know, a fantastic... Some people want to know what an awesome horror novel is. Like, the horror novel that I would try to write every single time is a book called The List of Seven, which I've talked about a number of times. But it's a fantastic novel, and you know, I can't remember who wrote it. He wrote one book. He did another one. I think it was called The Sixth Guest or something like that, which was a follow-up book. And you know what?
Mark Frost.
Yeah, Mark Frost. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Fantastic book. It's one of those books that no one's ever heard of. It was big for a little while there, and then it fell off the planet, but it's just fun. If you like Snow Crash, and you're looking for, like, a book that makes you feel like Snow Crash did, set in a Victorian sort of, Sherlock Holmes setting, I mean, it's awesome. It's totally Call of Cthulhu.
Awesome.
You'd love it. Yeah, so Mark Frost, List of Seven. Just because we're ramping up into the Halloween times here. It's the 28th. Well, actually, it's 24th, but we got temporal shifting, which, you know... I like the Halloween. Yeah. It's a shitty time for you.
It's a fun time.
It's crappy for you though.
Why?
Well, because you're an atheist. You don't believe in any of this crap. You know, you can't really get.
I watch movies that are not real, and I enjoy those. I enjoy Lord of the Rings. None of that is real.
Yeah, you shut up. Some
you
of that
don't
stuff
believe
is
in the stuff
they
in
don't
Lord of
know.
The Rings.
There's like 50 or I think it's like 500,000 years of human history before we had written records. That they don't know what was going on. Okay, they don't
that's
know.
True. Yeah,
they
there
don't
were
know.
Hobbits, yeah.
And that's when
that's
the dragons
right.
evolved from the
it's
dinosaurs,
a historical
and they
document.
Were ruling the planet. Okay. That's my theory. That's the theory. That's how it works in Sean world. You betcha, man. In the books,
okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dragons evolved from dinosaurs, and they worked with Viraxology and vertometry, and they evolved, and then they just left and went to other dimensions. And there's no record of their civilization because they grew everything. You see, it's yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. And they're dead. They put in a specific place and took all those bones with them.
Oh no, they don't die. They don't die.
Uh-oh.
They've got that whole life essence
they are
thing
powerful,
figured
right?
out.
Yeah.
No, they channel it. It's like they channel life energy through them. Yeah. Trust me. I've got the only difference between me and every other major psycho religion out there is I'm just being upfront saying, hey, this is fictitious. But you can't prove it wrong. You know what I mean? Versus the other guy's like, it's, hey, you can't prove this on, so therefore it's real. Give me money. Now you just get to read my books and you don't get to, you know, mutilate yourself or be exploited or join some weird sect. You get to keep your hair. It's pretty good. It's pretty good cult I got
on
go
top of the buildings
here.
For the UFOs coming by.
Yeah. Well, we'll build buildings anyway for the UFOs coming by. They can land, but they won't take off again. So, yeah, come on down. Yeah, put it down.
Not with the same occupants.
Hit them. Yeah, that's what's going to happen. You know, we paint the whole top of the thing black and white. All these big gray aliens crying, looking out the window. Why? Why do they hate us? Well, you landed, shoved shit up my ass, and cut up my cow. What would you think we would do? You know? Really? You big bug-eyed freak? I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that flick that's coming out, man. That Fourth Kind. Damn, that looks scary.
Yes.
It's been a while since we had a good creep-ass, you know, alien.
Yeah.
And aliens are great, too, because it suspends disbelief, right? Because there could be aliens, right?
That's very true.
That's why Jaws scares the shit out of everybody, because until you actually know something about sharks, that's actually, you know, plausible, right? So
exactly, yeah.
Fantastic. Anyway, another piece of feedback here. Hey, Sean! During recent show, you have asked if we want more news or more of you guys talking about shit. I love listening to you guys discussing anything. If anything, I would cut out the news out of Newsreel if that would mean more of your random chatter. Keep up the great work, Garrett Man in Poland. So, it seems that we hear from... So, Poland, yeah. Poland, you know. Poland's down.
So, we're
going to
make news-free shows for Poland.
Well,
now,
I think we
right?
should just drop...
Do the news show and then a news-free show for Polish.
That's the first one. This is it.
Polish.
There's no more news. We've given up the news.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
That's,
it's all
we're,
feedback,
we're done now.
All just rambling.
That's just...
Good,
yeah,
good.
It's just, you know, like logging into a schizophrenic brain for, you know, what you need for your transhumanist timings.
I know. Well, I mean, there's 419 shows for them to listen to the news, and we can make 419 without news and to balance it out.
I have an idea... Why people listen. I've been thinking about this for a long time. Like, why do people listen
because
to the show?
Because you can't fathom it, right? You're
well,
like,
I'm
why
curious.
Are people listening
I'm
to us?
I'm kind of curious. No, I mean, it's funny. There's some funny stuff there, right? But there's lots of stuff that's funny. There's lots of stuff that's funny. I mean, there's no shortage of funny stuff.
So why are they choosing our show for an hour over another hour of other funny stuff?
Well,
right?
And, you know, funny stuff loses its flavor after a bit. Like, a lot of comedians and guys, you know, they kind of got the one-trick pony thing on the go. They got a shtick that they do, and that's what they do. And that's it. And after a while, it gets kind of tired, you know what I mean? But there's comedians that haven't had the career that we've had, you know what I mean? Like, they show up and...
That's true.
And
they burn out. They have the same old jokes, same formula kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then you're just sick of hearing them. You're sick of listening to their jokes.
Yeah, that's it. They're all just waiting for the After Now announcements. They're just the hardcore psycho fans. I think it's because go ahead. For what?
They're waiting for it to cut in.
Yeah, that's right. It'll happen.
That's going to happen on the 500th show. Hang
that's
in
right.
there, guys.
Hang in there. Just a few more shows. Tune in next week. I think it's because we're not trying to sell them anything. Not right now. Like, at the end of every show, we try to hawk some stuff. But, I mean, we don't have an agenda. Like, I listen to the radio
now. We don't
now.
Tie every story into something that we're selling.
Well, talk radio. I actually never listened to talk radio. Funny enough, I don't. Which is kind of hilarious. That I don't, because you would think, well, what do you mean Sean doesn't listen to talk radio? He's got to listen to talk radio. Listen to the guy. I mean, because this is what goes on inside my head all the time, so I don't need talk radio. And then I actually listened to it the other day, and I've never seen a more angled, jaded, unrealistic, archetype playing bunch of diatribe ever. Like, there's not a single genuine person on the air.
Yeah.
Like, it was just some random stations I was thumbing through, and it was hard to find. I'm sure there's some good people out there, don't get me wrong. But
they seem scripted and plastic, you mean?
Yeah, I don't know. So I think it seems like everybody's got an agenda, especially on a majority of these talk shows. Everybody's trying to, like, push something, and they have, like, an underlying current. Everything's just a bit too smooth, you know?
I
don't know.
A bit too planned out.
Yeah.
They don't slip on anything.
Yeah, if you can't drop an F-bomb every now and again, then what the hell, right? Like, you know, these guys got to keep it honest. And the sad thing is that if we... I mean, they know when we're, you know, trying to hawk wares and stuff. The listener knows... The listener knows, but I mean, they're like, well, all right, we'll go ahead and we'll look at that, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, we gradually wrestled them into it. And I'd rather be, no, it's true. I'd rather be honest and be like, hey, when was the last time you donated? Yes, you feel the guilt burn in your soul. I'd rather do that than try to be all clever yes. and, like, you know, come up with subtle, you know, soft music in the background. This is young Juan Valdez. And I'm going to take 10% of his money that you give him. Because, you know, I have to keep eating, too, and begging for other children. So we're going to take some of the money that you give them. I guess, you know, whatever.
It's like, how did you think I got the money to fly over to his encampment?
Like,
eating
wow.
first-class food all the way. Well, I take 10% of your money that you donate for these poor children.
Well,
and
I'm still
donates
pissed
towards
off.
These cameras that we use.
That's right.
To fly the crew down here.
That's right.
To film these
commercial.
Poor creatures
That's
starving.
Right.
No, you won't see me giving food to him on camera, but you could if you donate your $5.
Yeah, look at this baby covered in flies. He's being eaten
I won't
by
shoot
jackals.
Him away.
We're getting really good footage of the child being crying for help as he's eaten by jackals. That you know, why don't why don't you guys throw a rock or something? You know, anyway. Seriously.
Oh, I know.
Now, speaking of which, this is one of these stories that just makes me want to just pick up the pen again because this ties right into in Runaway Robot Moves. Oh yeah, this is awesome. I want to know the call sign of this because this guy is making an appearance in some story that I write somewhere. Langley Air Force Base, an MQ-1 Predator flying a mission in support of Operation Enduring Freedom, lost contact with his ground station and presumably crashed in a forward operating area. So, wait a second. On May 13th, what?
Whoa.
So you lost communication with your Predator drone, and it just took off into the combat area.
Don't know where it is. Presumably crashed.
Presumably. The Predator, assigned to the 15th Reconnaissance Squadron at Creech Air Force Base, Nevada, did not return from its forward operating base after contact was lost. Hey, guys, I can't hear you. The aircraft was not recovered, and no crash site has been located. The aircraft loss is valued at approximately $3.9 million.
That's expensive.
That's an expensive toy you lost there. During the sortie, the aircraft lost its return link, a data transmission capability from the airport to the ground control station. Ground control to M39. Attempts to reestablish the return link were unsuccessful. The Accident Investigation Board president could not determine what was the cause of this mishap, but he did find sufficient evidence to determine the mishaps was not caused by weather, icing, aircrew performance or qualifications, fuel starvation, or maintenance discrepancies.
Or aliens.
No, check it out. So it wasn't the weather.
Yeah.
Weather's not a factor. There was no icing.
Right.
Okay. Aircrew performance or qualifications. Okay, everybody on the ground knew what they were doing. Everybody on the ground was like where they were supposed to be. Fuel starvation. Nope, lots of gas.
Fuel.
Lots of gas, right? Maintenance discrepancies. Nope, all the stamps are, and you got to bet, $3.9 million for one of these birds.
They're keeping up on it, yeah.
Yeah, you know,
the oil's being changed.
Oh, yeah, and there is a sheet signed by hand whenever somebody looks at this thing. You know what I mean? For sure. So
are you saying that it gained intelligence?
I'm just saying there's no reason for it to take off, Mr. Skeptic Guy. You know?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe he just
decided. It turned off its location tracking chip, went somewhere else, and was going to rescue the rest of its buddies, like the one that was reported a little while ago.
This is possible. Or maybe somebody with a Black Ops assignment went, yeah, we'll just take it from here and we'll just write that one off.
I kind of find it
that's an interesting story though. We don't know what happened to that robot, so you know what, like, what do you mean you don't fucking know? What? You mean to tell me that you lost a $4 million robot? You know, like, people get killed for drug debts for like a few hundred dollars and you've lost $3.9 million.
I mean, seriously. This is in the U.S., the U.S. of A.
Yeah.
Home base in Nevada. It took off. Can I not, like, look for it? Is it, like, infinitesimally small? Like, is it? I don't understand.
Oh, no. No. It's in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're saying the Langley Air Force Base, okay, I think they're fly it from Langley, but I think this thing actually went down somewhere in Afghanistan.
Overseas?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay. Because it doesn't say exactly where it was taking off from. It said it was assigned
to if it's in support of Operation Enduring Freedom. Yeah, it could be. But it was released in a report that was let out on September 22nd. So
it took them a while.
Well, of course, they're not going to be like, oh, hey, we're a bag of hammers. Okay, but the thing is that since May 13th, none of that stuff, it hasn't showed up. May, June, July, August, September, like what? Nobody's found this goddamn plane? What, are you kidding me? You know,
did somebody find it and take it away?
Is there like some kind of locator beacon in there? Because this thing's worth like $4 million. Oh shit! No, man.
Yeah.
No.
Like, put two of them in there. Put three. Like, you know, they don't cost much
they're
nowadays.
Fucking cheap. You know, I seen them on Kai Domain for $20 with a cell phone plan. I'm like, come on, man. Can't find your goddamn drone. Please. In border war news. Oh, that now we know where he is. The U.S. authorities have closed the world's busiest border crossing for several hours after suspected Mexican human traffickers. This is quite the story. So imagine this, okay? Yeah. You're sitting there on the Mexican border, hotter than the pits of hell. Okay, you got guys in riot armor, you got dogs barking and stuff like that. You know, you got that kind of like drifting, buzzing fly sound on the go. People are all looking lazy. There's heavily automatic weapons bristling in the heat. And U.S. authorities had to close the busiest land border for several hours after suspected Mexican human traffickers, okay, so slavers, tried to enter with illegal immigrants, U.S. officials said. The U.S. agents fired at three vans packed with 70 people that tried to evade heavy security in crossing the United States. The port is closed and will remain closed for several hours, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol spokeswoman Angelica DeSima said. The incident occurred at the congested San Ysidro crossing between Mexican City of Tijuana and San Diego. Three people in vans and a motorist were wounded. Lauren Mack, a spokeswoman for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, said. Officials,
they got off lucky.
Yeah. Officials said the suspected migrants did not open fire on U.S. agents as initial reports had suggested. Three vans attempted to run the port through one of the northbound vehicle lanes to avoid inspection. Mrs. DeSina said after two agents fired their weapons, I cannot confirm that fire was returned. Ms. Mack said that the border crossing partially reopened on Tuesday evening local time. A Mexican border hotline for motorists said several lanes of the crossing were open. Yada, yada, yada. Now, this is one of those kind of things that you look at that, and that is just before a pot starts to boil, you know, where it's like a bubble comes up and the bubble will hit the surface and it's the first bubble. And it's not really that big, but the water's been getting hot for a while. And now a bubble has come up and kind of gone through the first through the surface. It's the first stumbler. You know, you're on the roof.
I know I'd want to get out of Mexico from all these stories that are coming up here.
Well,
the gang warfare in the streets. I'd probably want to load into a van, too.
I think that Mexico is going to come to us. I think that the drug war is... There's a $1 billion industry going on up there. There's a $1 billion drug industry going on in British Columbia. So you got the top and the bottom going there. They've got comms going back and forth between them with all these gangs. It's things are getting pretty hairy. You know, what I'm more worried about now is I'm worried about, like, you know, Italian mobsters teaming up with the Hell's Angels to take on the Al-Qaeda Mexican MS-13 kind of, you know, South American drug war angle. I mean, this is just, you know, like an artist's wet dream for battle sequences. I mean, wow, are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
All we need is we got to get the Yakuza in there and we'd be rocking it. You know, good times. Good time.
Well, hopefully the governments will come to some senses and legalize the drugs and price them out of the realm of the gangs.
Well, you know, realistically, I don't think the government's in control down there.
No.
You know,
really.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, no, if they're
the
coming
show
up here, our government.
Maybe. Maybe. I think that what they're probably going to do is they're just going to turn this into a cottage industry for, you know, tactical law enforcement. And it'll just be...
Yeah, oh, most likely. Oh, yeah, sure. For sure.
Sure, it's good
money.
Put
the money into that instead.
Yeah, why not? Be a thug, you know? Good times.
That's right.
That's why...
Job opportunities for you.
Well, you see, you got to have the right angle on this, Simi. I mean, the thug culture, okay, like thug culture, no matter if you're a cop or if you're in the army or whatever, like the actual kind of bully, the cops that everybody hates, you know, the jerk cops, they're actually, they're just people, right? So if we can somehow communicate with them, because I know there's cops who listen to the show, probably an awful lot of law enforcement listens to the show. But to be honest, I mean, even the cops that... And even cops know that there's other cops that are, you know, a little bit too far over the line. And they rationalize that because, well, you know, they've been on the job a long time as though that, you know, and they are. They're good people. And
justifies it, yeah.
Well, they've given their lives, haven't they? You know, but that doesn't mean that just because you gave your life doesn't mean that that gives you permission to completely, you know, violate laws and rights and things like that. So there's a lot of problems and a lot of ways that I think we've failed law enforcement for, you know, psych testing and making sure that these people get the help they need so that they don't turn into a bunch of PTSD, taser-wielding psycho thugs. But you can't, you can't lock a dog in a cage and whip him and then get mad when you open the cage and he bites you. You know, because that's what they're doing to cops right now. They don't got, there's very little actual funding. There's very little training going on to help these people get their heads together. You know, and that said as well, you've got the other side of the coin where they're dealing with gangs that machete people to death. In the street as a call sign. And you know, you're going to talk to... I mean, you don't want Mr. Rogers in that scenario, okay? You're going to need somebody who can get the job done, and that's where it's at, you know? So it's kind of a strange situation. Now, Sim, the UK, as we know, has gone Gattaca and cyberpunk dystopian for quite some time now. It started with the cameras.
Oh, yes.
I got two stories here that are going to blow your head off, okay? It's going to, like, fly around the room and okay, check this out. Now, imagine this, okay? It wasn't so long ago. You and I can remember when we were in high school and sitting in homeroom, okay? We remember that shit.
Yep.
All right, now imagine this. You're in school, even in elementary school, and they start pushing this. Students were fingerprinted yesterday as Limerick Secondary School introduced its own database, a high-tech bid to monitor absenteeism. The Data Protection Commission has already investigated the school's new security scanning system, styled on the popular TV crime series CSI. The principal of Salisbury College at Copsewood Park, Parkinsby, however, emphasized that the school did not have an absenteeism problem. So there's no reason for this. We're just fingerprinting all the kids. School head Patty O'Neill said that we just bought this system to make enrolling more efficient. We'll make the students arrive on time. We'll also save 5 hours a week office work. Oh, well, you know. But the Data Protection Commission is examining the system on the basis that it may be excessive.
Oh, really?
Is it? It seems a bit much, though, yeah? A spokesman said the commissioner, Billy Hawks, was investigating the matter as it may be deemed to be excessive. The agency is examining whether a less intrusive system could be put in at the school. The college informed parents in a newsletter during the summer. During the summer? Who reads your school during the summer? By the way, we're going to be fingerprinting your kids. Meanwhile, students attending
all
school,
of them.
All of them, yeah. Students attending school yesterday had their fingerprints taken. That's the best part. I love it when they didn't give their fingerprints. They had them taken. Child, step up. No. Step up, child. Out comes the strap. Put your hands on the ink, child. You know, that's totally what's going on there. I know how they roll over there. I bet you were all nasty Catholic nun types doing it, too. The index finger and thumb of either hand were entered into the school database, matched with names and individual identity numbers. You know... I have a problem with this, Sim.
So do I.
I have a problem with this.
You don't need to take biometrics of a person to keep track of who's coming to school. I mean, they did take roll when you went to school. They said who is there, who's not there. But they don't need to take your fingerprints.
And that was
free. You could do it with RFID tags. Yeah. You could do it with anything.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. Printing is... I like
and also, it's flawed. It's flawed as well. You can fake it. I've seen it on MythBusters. I've seen it on many things. You can get your buddy's fingerprints and sign him in to school that day if you really wanted to get out of school. It's that easy.
I'm sorry. I've got to do this to you, Cindy. I am so sick of hearing about MythBusters. I am so sick of people quoting MythBusters. I saw that on MythBusters. Okay, you know, I don't know. I don't really think I'd put MythBusters in, like, solid empirical evidence category, as some people seem to. You know, if it's on MythBusters, man, that's gospel. You know, I don't know if I... I saw their whole thing about machine guns cutting down trees, and I'm just like, wow, you know, you're not really, you know.
If they're not able to do something, it doesn't matter. But if they are able to do something, if they're able to defeat a fingerprint security system, then they defeated a security system with fingerprints. I mean, there it is. Unless they're completely lying and it's just a fictional show.
Well... yeah, it's sort of like, if they were competent, they could probably be a lot more successful. But I think that the dice are a little loaded on MythBusters, is what I'm saying. I don't know, man. I just, you know. I don't know the guys. They seem like they're nice people. But, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Just personal pet peeve. MythBusters there. Had to bring that up. Now, if that story didn't wow you, because I'm thinking, yeah, okay, whatever. So some school made a bad decision, right? You know, happens.
Yes.
Small circles, no problem.
Spending unnecessary money.
Right. And it's pretty cyberpunk for the UK. I mean, really. Is it really that stunning? They got cameras watching cameras over there. You know. So it's not...
so you don't steal the security cameras?
You know, they got it all. You know, you're entering Quadrant 2179. They actually have, like, blank spot maps and stuff like that. That's actually a term that they use there. Yeah, no, I'm not joking, man. That's, like, Britain is gone.
Wow.
Like, it's cyberpunk dystopia England, which is kind of funny that, you know, because that's kind of like the whole... A lot of the punk thing came from England. So it's kind of funny that the cyberpunk aspect is, you know, sort of... kind of cropped up there. I think, honestly, I think that the new cyberpunk, like the old concept of what cyberpunk is, would probably be in England. That's the very dark, you know, heart of darkness, kind of like underground city, everything's raining, ugliness, kind of cyberpunk dystopian. But I'm more fond of, like, the Australian cyberpunk dystopia with, like, the dune buggies and the road warrior aspect. You know, that's a little bit more...
Well, something really bad would have to happen for that. I think we're going more towards the shiny, bright, white city cyberpunk future where everybody's being watched.
Well, no, that's just it. You see, all of these cyberpunk futures are going to exist at the same time.
That's true.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
of course.
There is some pretty bad areas of the world.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you go to Africa right now, you got guys walking around with like hyenas and shit on chains. I mean, it's pretty insane down there, right? Like, if that's not in, you know, and everybody's running around with satellite phones and grids and hackers and it doesn't really look the way you thought it would, but there it is, you know. So it's one of those kind of things. Now, back to the whole UK in stunning cyberpunk UK news. A five-year research program called Project Indect aims to develop a computer program which acts as agents to monitor and process information from websites, discussion forums, file servers, peer-to-peer networks, and even individual computers. Its main objective includes the automatic detection of threats and abnormal behavior or violence. Project Indect, which receives nearly £10 million in funding from the European Union, involves the police service of Northern Ireland and a computer scientist at York University, in addition to colleagues in 9 other European countries. Project Indect, I-N-D-E-C-T, okay? Shami Chakbarti, the director of human rights group Liberty, described the introduction of such a mass surveillance technique as a, quote, sinister step, unquote, for any country, adding that it was, quote, positively chilling, end quote, on a European scale. The Indect research, which began this year, comes as the EU is pressing ahead with an expansion of its role in fighting crime, terrorism, and managing migration, increasing its budget in these areas by 13.5%, nearly £900 million. Managing migration. Managing Hunters, that's a good one, eh?
Tracking you. Yeah, that's a great wording.
No. Well, tracking you is, that's just tracking. Managing migration means you can't leave. Managing migration means that you can't take your family and go to New York if you live in California. Because we have to, this is part of the migration management office. I'm sorry, we've had too much migration in this area, in the good parts of the city. So we're going to have migration management make sure that we keep illegal migrants from coming into the area.
Yeah, and your personal threat index is above normal. So you'll have to wait for it to come down. We've been monitoring your activities on the internet.
What is your index score? The European Commission is calling for a common culture of law enforcement to be developed across the EU, and for a third of police officers, more than 50,000 in the UK alone, to be given training in European affairs within the next 5 years. So we're talking about Eurocop. One cop, just as the Royal Canadian Mounted Police or a federal marshal has reins over the entire United States or Canada, we're talking about like Eurocop. Like, wow,
wow.
I'd be a Eurocop. It'd be kind of neat. I'd be a Eurocop. Only if I got a land suit. If I could be a Eurocop with a land suit, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Anyway, according to the Open Europe think tank, an increase on cooperation and sharing intelligence means the European police forces are likely to gain access to sensitive information held by UK police, including the British DNA database. It also expects the number of UK citizens extradited under the controversial European arrest warrant to triple. Stephen Booth, an Open Europe analyst who has helped compile a dossier in the European Justice Agenda, says these developments and projects, such as INDECT, sounded Orwellian and raised serious concerns about individual liberty. This is all pretty scary stuff in my book. These projects would involve huge invasions of privacy, and citizens need to ask themselves whether the EU should be spending their taxes on them. I mean, this is insane. Like, this is some crazy shit right here.
Database on everything about you. Everything.
And
AI
web crawling
bots. Maybe stuff that you've said. In your own house.
Well, not only that, like, how fucked am I? You know what I mean? Like, if they were to go through all my media.
Your index
stuff,
is off the chart.
Yeah, I'm like, woo! Like, wow, I'm going to be the. You know, I'm going to wake up on the island with a big white ball chasing me around. You know, that's what's going to happen. So,
Is that red flashing light a good thing or a bad thing? Mr. Kennedy, it's not a good thing.
Information. Information. Dude, I've got like 1,000 hours of free media online. Like, really? You know, come on. I've given you all I can possibly give here. I can't shut up for 20 minutes. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? But this indent thing needs to be talked about. Like, people need to know about this. Okay, this is this is where they're going to be applying AI. This is going to be the search string, okay? Pretty wild stuff. And, definitely an interesting development going on over there in the UK.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, they're not even saying they're talking about it happening. It is just happening. It just happens there.
Yeah.
Things just happen there.
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Now, Simi. Right there is my Ninja Stool Uber Personal Robot Platform, the U3-X. Now, you look at that picture, and that doesn't look very cool, but if you post that little link in the forum for me and go to that article and just click on the video there, that is...
I happened to see this today. It was amazing.
This is the... I'm like, wow, I'm going to buy one of these, and I'm going to build a personal robot out of it. I'm not going to ride it. I have 200 pounds worth of kit that can be controlled by a tilt sensor on my iPhone. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is the ultimate robot platform right here. This thing is the shiznit. I mean, how easy would it be? I mean, your entire motion is handled. I mean, we're talking. Oh my God! Like unbelievably cooler than the Segway. It's called the U3-X. Is what it's called.
It moves so smoothly. It looks like you're floating on air.
It looks like you're floating! It may look a little precarious and uncomfortable to ride, but Honda believe their new personal mobility device could one day be zipping up and down our streets. The vehicle looks like a very modern unicycle, and to ride it, you simply lean your weight in the direction you want to go, whether that's forwards or backwards or even sideways. It maintains its own balance while traveling up to 3.7 miles per hour, which is not very fast at all, but that's okay.
No, it's not.
But that would be super dope. I'm sure we could speed that up, because that thing moving fast would actually be really scary. You could play sports on it if it could go quickly. Like, you could play hockey on this thing. It's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, by leaning, hell.
Yeah, because your hands are free. It's not like the Segway where you have to hold onto it or whatever.
No.
Your hands are free.
No, we'll be seeing China making a knockoff of these and have guys with little guns riding them pretty quick. The U3X... Oh, yeah. Which was given a test run by reporters, so they let the reporters touch it in Japan today. It was designed to be small, safe, and unobtrusive enough to mingle with pedestrians or use indoors, according to Honda Motors. The single wheel on the U3X is made up of many tiny motor-controlled wheels packed inside a bigger wheel, allowing the device to swerve in any direction. Unfortunately, Honda president Tanobu Ito said the machine was still a proposal, and the company has no sale plans, pricing, or firm ideas where or how it will be used. Like, why do they do that? They make these amazingly cool things. Ah, we're just kidding! The U3X weighs just under 22 pounds, runs on a full charge for an hour, so it can do 4 miles, pretty much 3.7, has a lithium-ion battery, best suited for those over 5 feet, although Honda said the machine is meant for the elderly. It's unclear whether they would be coordinated enough to control the device, which I think is a funny thing to say. Yeah, old people, they're not coordinated. They're, like, sticking forks in their eyes and stuff. Honda makes the Asimo, a walking child-shaped robot. That's a interesting phrase, child-shaped.
Child-shaped.
And the U3X uses some of the same technology as the child-shaped robot. Last year, well, let's get Asimo on the... Okay, never mind. Last year, Honda also unveiled a gadget that can sport a wearer's body weight made of medical frames attached to a pair of shoes. Toyota Motors has shown machines that they help people get around, including the winglet, similar to the Segway, a scooter-like device people ride standing. So, very interesting stuff coming out from Honda. Thank you very much. And today's Cyberpunk kit, I must add, because really, it's just, it's pretty cool. Today's daily hack, this was one that I thought, this is pretty neat, because this is one that a guy could use right now if he's going overseas. If there's somebody who's going overseas on the next rotation or on a mission or on a tour, this is something that can actually save their brain. Check this out. Mm-hmm. It's a PTSD brain hack. Imagine an inoculation that a soldier could take within an hour or two of witnessing a particularly traumatic wartime event. There was a drug to prevent flashbacks from occurring later on. Most soldiers would probably take it. Call it an anti-PTSD drug. But what if that drug wasn't a drug at all, but a simple computer game you could equip every military unit with on the front lines? Yes, researchers who did an analog study on 40 undergraduates suggested that the old computer game Tetris can actually help prevent future post-traumatic stress disorder flashbacks. Here's the theory. Two key findings. Cognitive science suggests the brain has selective resources with limited capacity. The neurobiology of a memory suggests a six-hour window to disrupt memory consolidation. The rationale for a cognitive vaccine approach is as follows. Trauma flashbacks are sensory perceptual, visuospatial mental images. Visual spatial cognitive tasks selectively compete for resources required to generate mental images. Thus, visuospatial computer games, i.e. Tetris, will interfere with the flashbacks. So essentially, so you don't ruminate about the things you've seen, you're too focused on organizing Tetris to allow those images to imprint in your head. Bottom line, you come back after the Zippo raid, your head's full of snakes, you bust out your Game Boy, and away you go! Woo-hoo! And since we're actually talking about PTSD, it does bear mentioning that the Israelis were actually giving their guys weed for PTSD. So the guys would come back, and they were issuing them marijuana, which, if I don't know if there's any Israelis who listen to this, but if I could get an issue package that they would give marijuana to people in with military markings on it, that would be, never mind the grass, who cares about that? I want the package. I want the issue piece of kit that they hand out drugs to soldiers.
That would be awesome.
That would be the sweet piece of kit to do. But anyway, yeah, that's what they're saying. I don't think you could play Tetris High. Somebody posted that in the forums. But anyway, I'm just saying, playing Tetris
probably not.
Probably not. They're like, the wall again, and you start talking to the tower and shit that's being built, and you're like, hooray! Every time you lose, yeah, it's pretty sad. Today's Recomedia is the philosopher Alan Watts on music and life, and this is was sent in by I think it was No Delete. Sent this one. Yeah, No Delete sent this one in. Very, very cool. It's animation by Trey Parker, Matt Stone of South Park fame. Kind of neat. Watched it.
Cool.
You know, it'll make you think, which is what Recomedia is supposed to do. And that's all I got for you today. But don't worry, I'll be back next week. Make sure you get the news you need to survive. This has been a free podcast brought to you by the Wogs Who Care. If you cannot donate, please distribute this show. Give this show to somebody. And don't just say, hey, go check this out, and send them a link. Don't do that. That's not giving somebody a show. Okay? It's not a good idea. What you want to do is you want to burn it in something that will play in a CD, a show you really liked, one that made you go, yeah, this was a good show, and give them a good show. I don't know what the good shows are. They all sound the same to me. So if you know a good show, give them a good show. So then they're like, ah. So that way they won't come back and be like, man, you're a jerk. You gave me a stupid show. But, you know. Seriously. If you can, isn't there something in the forums? Isn't there a forum about that? I asked for what was the best show. Like, we should have, like, a ranking system for what is the best show. You know, so the people know what's...
Yeah.
Season 1, Episode 7.
It's quite an undertaking.
Season 1, Episode 7, Give It to Cops. Yeah, okay. Do we have seasons?
Okay.
There's no seasons in news.
No, there's no seasons. He's probably talking about, I don't know, patrolling or something.
Some other strange
project.
No,
pick a newsreel show. He's
news
talking
reel.
About newsreel.
Noobs. News.
It's 420 now to choose from. So
yes.
Give us
wow,
a number.
That's a lot. That's a lot of... Wow, that's...
Yeah.
Wow.
That's...
That's a that's
almost
a
unfathomable.
That's
you
ridiculous.
Can't even think that high, right?
Yeah, it's,
I know
it's,
it is.
It's kind of like somebody should really shut me up. If you can donate, please do so by clicking on the donate tab on the Dark Atlas website, or send an envelope to our new address. Note the new address. And
yes.
Sorry about this. The new address is Rant Media Studios, Box 95089. -370E Broadway, Vancouver,
East
BC.
Broadway.
Oh, pardon me. 37. Yeah, I'm used to the other one. East Broadway, which is E.Broadway, because they don't know how to. Box. Okay, let me do that again. Screw me up. Rant Media Studios. Box number 95089. 370E.Broadway, which means East Broadway. I'm going to actually write East Broadway there. Vancouver, BC, Canada. Victor 5 Tango 1 Whiskey 0, which is actually V5T1W0. Do not actually write the Victor Tango thing. So, you know, otherwise they won't understand because they're posties. I want to thank the Army of the Flying Monkeys out there, you beautiful human beings, for their assistance in gathering data. If you have information you would like to send me, you can reach me at newsreel@rantradio.com. Not on Facebook. Not before the show starts. Not anytime. Get me at newsreel@rantradio.com or I'm going to take out the mechanical pants. Be sure to sign up for the Rant newsletter by sending an email to info@rantradio.com. If you like the music in the background, if you like that, check out some psytrance because that's what I put in the background. And I'm going to fade out now with a track from my own personal collection, which I hope you will enjoy. Simi! Is there anything else?
I've got a good song. I've got a good song.
You do?
It's New Infected Mushroom album just came out.
Oh.
And there's a very cool song, and it's the vocals are sung by the lead singer of Korn.
Oh, so, wow. Oh, okay. Well, I will have to go out and purchase that CD and listen to that. And if we will sample that for all your goodness out here now, which you should probably buy everything Infected Mushroom has ever made. Because it's all very,
it's
very
amazing.
Good. They're kind of like the KMFDM of psytrance.
Yes.
You know, that's a pretty good... they really are. I hate to say that.
Yeah.
I love psytrance, by the way. I like a lot of psytrance with a lot of samples, running low on stuff. I listen to a lot of the radio stations and that. Always interested if people have suggestions. Or if you have music, like a lot of the cool stuff, that Sabaton video, which I got huge feedback on. People love that Primo Victoria. And, of course, last show we had the intro of President Kennedy talking, which was pretty good as well.
Yeah, people like that, too.
Yeah, very, very cool. So we're going to fade out now with that track from Infected Mushroom. And, of course, next we got 2 weeks until the VCon thing, right? We're going to VCon for the next rant meet. Isn't that correct?
Yes.
Yes.
That's right. For the Vancouver people.
Which means that I still have to buy my ticket online.
Get your tickets.
Yes.
They're getting more and more expensive, so get them now.
I should. Sim, can you get mine? And I'll just pay you money later, because you're more organized.
There is a cheap one for a one day at the door. I think it's $30 if you just get the one day. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, so maybe you can do that.
I'll do that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do that.
Because I didn't see that when I bought mine. But mine was $30, so it evened out anyway.
Wait a second. You would have let me spend a whole bunch more money, like, because I've been tardy up until this point. You would have just, you should have phoned me, like, right away. Be like, Sean, don't
you know
buy
about
the
it.
Ticket.
You know about it.
Don't do it.
You know. Oh, that. I don't
you should have.
Go
like,
check out the website and figure it out for yourself.
Oh, man. Yeah, you can tell you use Linux. Yeah, that's a good attitude. Way to be a team player, man. Thanks. Awesome.
Woohoo!
No, I'm not exactly sure on the prices. I think there's a day price at
oh,
the door.
Sure. Now we're not sure.
Backpedal. I don't know.
Remember, everyone, we will never defeat the enemy if we're at each other's throats, however skinny they may be. Until next time, that's what Server said. End of line.
Yeah.